Loved her better. She could have loved me worse. Well, I never ever gave her the love that she deserved. She never wanted much.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. You're listening to Overnight Oats, but today, unfortunately, DJ Lester is down with something. I don't know exactly what she's down with. But so I have a very lovely friend here subbing in for her. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm a senior at Tufts. Very excited to be here. It's awesome.
Yay! What is your favorite kind of music, Claire?
I like indie pop, indie folk, like soft, but also sometimes like more upbeat songs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Yay! So Claire and I, we have like a very fun musical history together, actually. If you
It's true.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that we're like doing this now.
Made
because
music together.
Yeah, we yes, that is a very good way to put it. We actually made music together at one point. So Claire and I met because we went to the same middle school in Hong Kong. So we met in fifth grade, and we were like, how old are you in fifth grade? Like
11, 12.
Yeah,
10,
maybe 10. I don't know, kids these days.
Did we meet in fifth grade?
Yeah, because I moved to the school in fifth grade.
Oh, maybe you didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we did that, and eventually in sixth grade, we went to middle school together, we were in the same band. And so, what did you play, Claire?
I played clarinet and alto sax, and Emily played tenor sax.
Yeah.
So we sat in the same section, and we had an inside joke. It was great.
Actually, do you want to tell the joke? It's like, I think it's funny.
It's so lame. our teacher's name was Mr. Rogel, and we thought it was funny to call him Mr. Rogal.
We just thought it was so funny.
We thought it was so funny.
Yeah. Wait, so we were in jazz band together.
I wasn't in jazz band.
Oh.
Just regular band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Exciting. Cool. Okay, so Claire and I will be chatting as the hour goes on, but I think Claire's gonna play something next for us.
Anything.
Yeah, we are very free form. We do not stick with a genre. We used to do concept shows, so we might bring that back if our fans are interested. But
Wait,
adapter. Oh. Sorry, a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are going to sort it out. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of what other else things to say. Claire and I also went to a concert this past Friday together, our first concert together, which was very fun. And okay, cool. I think we're ready. So, Claire, what are you playing?
I'm playing Left to Right by Martine.
Awesome.
When she let me off to the dance floor, I followed her left to right. Yeah, I followed her left to right. I told these other girls step aside from the moment she caught my eye. And I followed her left to right. Yeah, I followed her left to right. Yeah, right. Let me set the scene up. Dance floor in between us. DJ got the speaker. I know everybody seen her. She came with a Alicia.
What's up?
From Venetia, I told the DJ go and speed it up.
Do it.
We just let the music lead us. And when the song came on, I knew that it was on. She know what she wants. She says that I'm the one. Yeah. She told the mother boy step aside when she let me off to the dance floor. I followed her left to right. Yeah, I followed her left to right. I told these other girls step aside.
Yeah.
From the moment she caught my eye. Yeah, I followed her left to right. We were left to right, yeah. And we did it all night, yeah. We were left to right, yeah. And we did it all night, yeah. Cause I followed her left to right.
Rang, get a cosign.
That's how you know that it's go time. DJ hit us with a dope bar. So good that he brought it back four times. Same old two-step. When I'm dancing with you, it's a brand new step. She stuck around when the crew left. I feel like it's up to me what we do next, yeah. And when the song came on, I knew that it was on. She know what she wants, she says that I'm the one, yeah. She told the mother boy step aside when she let me off to the dance floor. I followed her left to right. Yeah, I followed her left to right. I told these other girls step aside from the moment she caught my eye. And I followed her left to right. Yeah, I followed her left to right.
Falling
used to go way back. I don't know why I even okay that. Oh, how you do me like that, there, baby? Nah, nah, nah. My love is rotting away now. You don't even smile no more. You don't even try no more. I think it's time to let me go. Cause I don't wanna cry no more.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
All right, so Claire, what was that song that you just played?
That song was 99 Bottles by Alex Molly. She's a Brooklyn-based artist.
Ooh, you've done like your research.
I've actually talked to her on Instagram before.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, really tell cool. The story.
Oh, I wanted to use her song for something I was making, and so I wanted to ask her for permission for it, and I didn't think she'd reply.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She's not like a super big artist. She's like quite small scale, but I really like the song. That it's actually not on Spotify, like the one that you wanted to use. But 99 Bottles is like a newer song.
That's so cool. How did you like first come upon the song?
I don't even remember how I found the song. It might have been some playlist or something. I recently read this song I just played, 99 Bottles, is about one of her relationships ending. And it's like a play on the childhood song, like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh.
99 bottles of beer.
Huh, interesting. Wow. That's so cool that you got in touch with an artist.
Yeah. I think artists, like, they sometimes do reply, or people online, you know, we think like they're not real people, they're just like online, but
yeah.
I think they also appreciate getting like people reaching out to them,
mm-hmm.
telling them they like their music and stuff. So
yeah, good. Yeah, that's something I think about when I see like artists' Instagram accounts, and I'm like, huh, are they actually like, are they the ones posting it, or is it like their, yeah? Because I think about like, when I follow some of the smaller, more local artists, and it does seem more genuine or like more direct, like they're the ones actually posting stuff and like on their Instagram stories and whatnot. And then I see like Beyonce, and it's like a flawless picture of her and like a 2-word caption, and I'm just like, don't know if it's actually her, or like, yeah
Beyonce is all like her performing.
Yeah,
but I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Sunday.
Exposed.
And no, it's okay. Kardashian, that show is fun. Was talking about how Kanye West was trying to control what she put on her Instagram. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess maybe she does control her Instagram.
Yeah,
with,
yeah.
With, like, millions of followers.
Yeah, huh.
But I think Instagram is interesting. I think it's quite different to other, like, you know, famous people's, like, websites or, like,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Because I think a lot of people do actually post on their Instagram. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've been following all the, like, Queer Eye guys. I think it's actually them posting.
Yeah, I followed like all of them at one point, and then I like unfollowed some of them because I think they were just posting so much. But I think the only two I follow, I follow Jonathan Tan, no, not Tan anymore, Anthony and Karamo. I love Karamo. I think before I was not quite sure what his role was because it's like culture, right? That's his name or like his role. But he, like, I like his Instagram posts a lot too. Like, I feel like he does a different kind of take on Instagram. It's like not just like nice photos of him. Like he talks, like he actually like will like talk about things on Instagram and stuff.
And I just recently started following those guys. I follow Tan, Karamo, and Jonathan.
Yeah.
I don't follow Bobby or Anthony. Maybe I should just even it out.
Oh, that's so funny. Do you have like a favorite Queer Eye episode?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. Which one do I like the most? I don't know. They kind of all blur in together. Because I like watch them all at once.
That makes sense.
How about you? Do you?
I really like the one from the first season with AJ, who's gay, and I think it's just a really sweet episode, and like, I don't know. I think it was very, I think one of the more like emotionally open episodes, I feel like, and I think that's one of the really cool things about the show, that it shows men in a way that other shows don't. I really liked that, because like both him, AJ, and like his partner are like men, and like
it's
cool. Okay, should we get back to the music?
Let's do it.
All right, this song that's playing right now is called Those Who Know by Brass Tracks.
For those who know what was never enough, human urges above all. While you relearn how to walk, I'll be in the same place. Live the rest of my days being distracted. When I'm comfortable to talk, only whispers from me. Opportunities to stop, but did I wanna be free? Because you know it was never enough. But those who know it was never enough. But those who know it was never enough. Never enough. Never enough. I was high, I was drunk, it was never enough. You were black, that one, it was never enough. I was not that done, it was never enough. Never enough. Never enough.
school bus, much too harsh. Chase me down, make it stop. I know she said that she fought with her old soul. I'm fortunate, cause I sold mine to the devil for this mojo. She think it's just a so cold, but she made my breath stop, now she's a centerfold. Well, I've been searching for something sweet that's cooler than the summer to take away the sea. Nah, vanilla cold, she much too bland. The lime tried too hard, chasing all the other men. Well, I'm just searching for classic and timeless. Oh hey there, I think I found it. She my cherry cola, she gon' keep me sober. Let me keep her closer, bubbly like a soda. Sweeter than the champagne, smoother than the scotch train. Keep me from the Chardonnay, I'm just sipping one thing. She my cherry cola, she gon' keep me sober. Let me keep her closer, bubbly like a soda. Sweeter than the champagne, smoother than the scotch train. Keep me from the Chardonnay, I'm just sipping one thing. In this fountain, pull me to the surface the way I deserve this. We like that sugar cane, I'm so glad that you came. No clouds in my sky, cause she bring that sunshine. Hold me down, hold me down, hold me down. Don't let me drown, don't let me drown. She my cherry cola, she gon' keep me sober. Let me keep you closer, bubbly like a soda. Sweeter than the champagne, smoother than the scotch train. Keep me from the Chardonnay, I'm just sipping one thing. She my cherry cola, she gon' keep me sober. Let me keep you closer, bubbly like a soda. Sweeter than the champagne, smoother than the scotch train. Keep me from the Chardonnay, I'm just sipping one thing.
understand that pain. But I'll do my best to assist, Lord. When you're gonna, won't you show the way? Good kid, bad habits, I will do my best to save. She says I need not have learned how to do this, but please take care of my son. My man, take a second for young time.
So right now you're listening to Young Tom Rose by the band Ripe, which I actually think is from Boston. So I'm very excited. I hope to see them. I looked up, I think they have a concert coming in February, so that'll be fun. And they have really great, like, dancey music. I was texting my friend Rachel about them, and she was like, this is a really great album for, like, cleaning your room dance music. I was like, yes, that should be its own genre. And what was played before that, Claire?
It was Cherry Cola by Kawada.
Yay. It's cool because apparently the singer, or that rapper, Kawada, I think he just graduated from Tufts.
Yeah, he just did.
So, hope all is well with you, wherever wherever the artist is. Yeah. Cool. So, how's your week going so far, Claire?
Pretty good. I mean, it's only Tuesday. Tuesday morning. So far, pretty good. My dad is coming tonight.
Oh. How long is he here for?
He's here until Saturday, until we leave for New York. And then we're going to New York together for one day. And then he leaves on Sunday to go to Minnesota to visit my brother.
Yeah.
And then he flies to LA, and then LA back to Beijing.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Lots of traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so amazing that people do that, like, regularly, honestly.
Yeah, my dad is never in one place. Like, he probably flies, like, 3-4 times a month.
Yeah.
Maybe more sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about that because my dad also, like, yeah, we've talked about this. Our dad's doing similar work. Yeah. Could you ever see that for yourself, like, a job in which you traveled a bunch?
I don't think I could do that much.
Yeah.
Maybe my dad's used to it.
No.
How about you? Do you think you could?
I don't know. I like it a lot. Like, I was lucky enough to do some traveling for my internship. And it was super fun. But I also feel like it might have been because it's, like, a novelty to me. Like, it was new to me. So it was, like, fun to, like, go somewhere and, like, go into a hotel and stuff like that. But, like, I can see after a while, like, like, how that can get a little, like, old and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Should we play the next song?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. We can finish listening to the rest of this one. Actually, I want to hear... Claire has a great song coming up next, which I'm very excited about. It is. So, hearkening to our roots, we are going to play... Wait, do you want to explain the song? Or, like, I don't know much about it, so...
It's by a band called Beyond, and they were really big in the 80s and 90s, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And then... the group kind of disbanded after their lead singer died, unfortunately, fell off the stage in Japan, filming for a TV show. And so I think the band stayed together for a while, but then eventually they, like, broke apart. So it's quite a sad story, actually. He still would be alive now.
Wait, when did he pass away?
In the 90s. Like, oh, okay. 1993 or something.
I feel like my mom told me about this, actually.
Your parents probably know them.
Yeah.
It's like when they were young.
Yeah.
And they were popular in like Japan, Korea, mainland China, Hong Kong.
Yeah, so, okay. Like, my parents don't know who they are.
Southeast Asia. Malaysia, probably Singapore, probably all know. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. So this is... Do you want to say it?
In Mandarin, it's 海阔天空. And I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is it 海阔? 海阔天空? No, some other Canto speaker.
It means like oceans
and sky. Open skies.
Wide ocean.
Cool. Okay. Enjoy.
Yeah. past seemed so great. My week had been so damn boring. What more can I say? I've been searching for a sense of clarity just to clear up the clutter and all the bad energy. But I'm looking for new eyes, I'm looking for blue skies. Oh, sometimes I dream about a place so far away. So far, baby, where the sun is shining bright all through my day, baby. Lay my deepest troubles down right by the sea.
This place I know, sand slipping like an hourglass through my toe. Thoughts wander any direction they choose. Sit back, relax, ain't no win or lose. Just grab a seat and come chill with me. See life from a side that you wouldn't believe. It's easy, just close your eyes. Forget all the lies and feel the good vibes.
No phone's off, so don't try to reach. Palms whistle in the back when I'm trying to sleep. Promise that I'll reach my feet. No worries, I need back, cause it's just my seat. So why not get lost in the sea? Cause the life I lead seems to knock me off of my feet. About my dreams
and what it all means.
But first, let's go to balcony seat to your seat. Sometimes I dream about a place so far away. So far, baby. Where the sun is shining bright all through my day, baby. Lay my deepest troubles.
So you were just listening to Where I Wanna Be by the band Juice. And before that was our favorite Canto song by Beyond. And it was funny, actually, when we were playing it, I was realizing that, like, I actually do know the song because I, like, had heard my, like, dad sing it in the shower or something, like the general tone of the song. So that was a lovely little reminder of home. So thank you, Claire. And I believe Claire has a PSA for us today.
Yes, so the Tufts Environmental Studies Department holds weekly lunch and learn lectures. Every week during the academic year, the Environmental Studies Lunch and Learn Lecture Series brings a speaker from government, industry, academia, or a nonprofit organization to campus to give a presentation on a timely environmental topic. There's free vegetarian pizza provided to those that arrive early. All Lunch and Learn talks are open to the public and take place on Thursdays at noon in the first floor of Curtis Hall Multipurpose Room, which was formerly Brown and Brew. The upcoming talk for this week on Thursday is Hemlock Hospice, Landscape, Ecology, Art, and Design. And next week we have Trespassing Across America, one man's epic, never done before, and sort of illegal hike along the Keystone XL pipeline. Yes, that's all.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the Lunch and Learns are so cool. I remember I've gone to some of them more in the past year. I just haven't... Well, the reason I can't go now is because I have a class during that time. But those are cool. Also, have you heard of, like, the STS lunches? The Science and Technology Society ones?
When are those?
Those are Fridays, 12 to 1 in SoGo. Darn. Yeah, those are really cool. I don't know if they... I don't think those are new. Maybe they started them, like, when they started the program 2 years ago. But, yeah, I went to one last week called Decolonizing Botany. It was so interesting, pretty, like, academic, but it was still really interesting, especially, like, hearing the speaker, who was from UMass, I think, UMass Amherst, tracing back, like, and she is Indian, so was talking about, like, British Empire and how they used botany and, like, scientific plant knowledge to kind of transmit empire, and so that was really... fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could go. I have class.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time. My class ends at 12:30, which is right in the middle.
Yeah. 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 How's that class going for you so far, actually?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I'm realizing...
Oh, explain what the class is to our...
I'm taking an art class called Art as Process. And I'm realizing... So, one of our assignments is every day we must make a mark. We must affect a page. So we have to do something.
Oh, every day?
Every day.
Wow, okay, cool.
And I've kind of... It's taken me a while to figure out what I like to do, but the last 2 days I've been drawing things with my pen. Mm-hmm. It's like what's around me, and I've actually really liked it.
Yeah.
But before I was just like doing random stuff. So I might continue with that. I've just needed some time to find like, yeah, what I can do.
Yeah. Mm, that's so lovely. Yeah. I know. I have, like, a kind of art corner in my room. And in the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm going to do art once a night every week. Guess how many times that's happened?
Once.
Zero. It's so sad. It's okay. September was my transition month. I don't have a transition week or weeks. I have a transition month.
Transition semester.
Yeah, honestly. My fall is really just a transition to my spring. That's really how I think. So, okay, cool. So next, I think we have a song up by Claire. What are you going to play?
Penny Lane by the Beatles.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say, with a motor car, the little children laughing him behind his back, and the banker never wears a Mac in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and meanwhile back in Penny Lane.
customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a train. Then the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane.
Then I wanna fly to every day and every night. I've been sick and tired of running, chasing all of the flashing lights. These late nights don't mean nothing, so I just wanna apologize. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, yeah. Written, we can start all over again, all over again. Oh, how can I get you all over my skin? My deep intuition tells me that I'm doing you wrong. If I don't come home, just say you forgive me and don't let me go. I've been sick and tired of running, chasing all of the flashing lights. These late nights don't mean nothing, so I just wanna apologize. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, yeah. Starts rising.
right, so you just finished listening to Champagne Kisses by Jessie Ware. So this is, I think we're done for our show today. So thank you so much to Claire for coming on. It was so great to have you here. So you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5, and you got a great show coming up next. Have a good rest of your day.
Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well. But this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. But most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lineup for you with an hour of music that contains new material from The Joy Formidable, Lynn Coke Emery, and Fuzzy Sun. Today's reissue song is from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers off their classic Damn the Torpedoes album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Amber Arcades, and I decided to make them today's lineage.